Welcome back to We Watch, We Collect, a baseball podcast. I'm in Arizona. I'm in my currently in my hotel. Oh, sorry. Presented by Believe Podcast Network. I'm in Arizona. I'm in my hotel. Just got done working for the day. Was watching a little bit of Rockies versus Mexico exhibition game at Talking Stick Fields. Game was done. I came back to my hotel, had to put gas, came back doing a podcast. This trip has been unbelievable, to say the least. It's been one hell of an awesome time, and it's not even over yet. I still got a couple of days here. I still got until Monday morning when I'm actually driving back to Albuquerque. So, I mean, for starters, where do I even start? I mean, I'll probably do a full rundown of my trip on next week's episode, but I guess in the meantime, I can kind of talk about these last couple of days, what I've been doing, like on my spare time, kind of a little bit of details going on in the Rockies, the Colorado Rockies spring training facility. I can't get too into details because, I mean, shit goes on there that, you know, no one should know about, so, or things like that. So I'm not going to get into that type of stuff, just a few little details. But I mean, first off, the drive here, I left when last Saturday morning, like around 7, probably a little, no, it was like around 7. I got here so fast, in my opinion. It felt so fast. It was originally supposed to be like an over 6.5 hour drive. It did not feel like that whatsoever. I think it was because of two reasons mainly. One, I think that because I left so early, and I think that played a part in it. I didn't leave like at noon or in the afternoon to where I got here at the sundown, because then it probably would have felt later. So I think that was one, the fact that I felt that I left earlier than usual. I left like around 7, a little bit earlier. Two, I think it was because I was going in a direction and to a place I have never driven to before. I think that was probably the main thing. I saw a bunch of area that I've never seen before, especially once I crossed into Arizona. Landscape changed. It was a little, like, had more hills in it. It looked so different. And I actually went through a route where I was cutting through the mountains, and that area was just beyond beautiful. Like, it was just so awesome. Like, I would live there. They still had snow on the ground, which not in the trees or on the road. The road was fine. It wasn't slippery or nothing, but and not in the trees, but the snow was still on the ground, and it looked deep. Like, it looked really, really deep. But I loved it. Like, it just looked so good. And then it was so weird because as I was coming out of the mountains, like, it slowly but surely transitioned to just no snow, like just desert and all the cacti that you see out there that make Arizona what it is. But yeah, like, the road trip was solid. It felt quick. Listened to music and podcasts the whole time. Didn't really touch my phone at all. I just kind of just let it play. Whatever played, I let it play. I just let it go. And the drive felt so smooth. Drove by myself, obviously. It did. It honestly felt so smooth. I got here so quick. I think I got here, I believe at, what time did I get here? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, I think around 12:30, maybe a little bit before 1. So I got here pretty quick. The thing that surprised me the most, I made it here on a full tank of gas in my car. Granted, my car is pretty good on gas, but still. And also, when I was like driving out of the mountains, it was kind of downhill the whole time. But still, like, I made it on a full tank of gas. Like, I had about like over 230 miles left on my gas tank. So that was awesome. I barely filled up gas today because I needed it. But all in all, the trip, the drive was good. Like, I'm not dreading the drive back at all, because this trip so far has just been amazing, to say the, like, I don't know how much I can thank the Rockies. Aaron, Han, DK with the Rockies, Daniel Kleinholz, like, I mean, Forbes, and a couple of other guys I'm forgetting their name. I apologize, but I mean, it wasn't for those guys making it happen and actually inviting me out here and doing whatever they had to do to make it happen. Like, I can't thank them enough. Like, I truly, truly appreciate it. Like, I'm working. I'm working at the Colorado Rockies spring training facility, like with the players, around all the players. The thing that I'm not going to like get into, like really like a lot of stuff, just a few little things that just still like blew my mind, or still blowing my mind to like this day, is the fact that Charlie Blackmon, Chris Bryant, Ryan McMahon, Todd Helton, Clint Hurdle are all just walking around the facility, going to the cafeteria to get breakfast or lunch. And it's crazy. Like Todd Helton, I grew up watching that dude. Like, he's not one of my favorites, but I'm watching him during 2007. Like, and he's just walking to the cafeteria to get some breakfast. Same like Chris Bryant, he walks in, and I eat in there like normal. Like, I know they're normal people. I don't know. It just blows my mind. It's so crazy. Like, I don't know. But like, it's just surreal to me. So all that type of stuff, like seeing like that Todd Helton's got his own locker area, like seeing the clubhouses, the single A, double and triple A guys' locker rooms, like all the guys that we'll potentially see in the Isotopes this coming season. A lot of their prospects, seeing Zach Veen, Benny Montgomery, Ezekiel Tovar, Michael Tolick, all those guys, like it is just crazy to see them. And like, their facility is so damn nice. Like, it, right when you walk toward the building, there's like a big side, it's full of windows, and it's got the Rockies Mountain logo, and that big old room is the gym, and that gym is huge. Like, it's no Defiant Fitness, but I mean, it's fit for those guys. I'll say that. Like, it's badass. I mean, the cafeteria is probably the coolest thing. Like, I'll get there and DK will tell me, he's like, hey Chris, have you eaten yet? Like, no, I haven't. It's like, all right, go to the cafeteria, go get some breakfast. And I go get some. Like, I'm there. Like, I'm getting some scrambled eggs, some bacon, some toast or French toast, and I'm eating in the same room that Todd Helton's eating, a table, like two tables in front of me with all the other coaches there. And then Chris Bryant's like on the other side over there eating his breakfast. Like, it's just, it's crazy. It is so surreal. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. It's just crazy. But the thing that I do enjoy is right after I get off, like I'm done, like around maybe 2 or 3 o'clock, and I could just walk through executive area, go up the stairs and out the doors, and I'm at the fields, and I'll sit there third base side and I'll watch the game with whoever's playing, like either Rockies or the other day I was watching Oakland A's and the Angels play, like, or no, the Oakland A's and Diamondbacks, sorry, like watching them play. Like, I'll sit there and I'll watch the rest of the game. Like, it is just so awesome. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. Like, it's just crazy. And then the other day, watching Texas Rangers versus the Rockies, I'm sitting down watching the game. All right, I'm walking along the concourse in the outfield. I'm walking from right field all the way across to center to left, that direction. I'm walking. I see who I think was Rachel Luba. And I'm looking. I'm like, is that her? And as she gets closer, I see the bright red hair that she's got, and it's her. And I'm like, holy shit, Rachel Luba is here, probably watching some prospects or something. So I was like, holy shit, kind of starstruck. And I was like, oh shit, like I've seen her all the time through Bauer's vlogs and Momentum and all that stuff. So I was like, holy shit. So of course I had to stop her, had to introduce myself, like, hey, I'm big fan of you and all you guys, and I'm here, whatever. And she asked me what I did, what I'm going to do, what I'm doing. And I tell her everything that's kind of going on. And then, like, I tell her, yeah, I'm here to see World Baseball Classic. She was here watching some players. She was watching Josh Jung or something like that. So, and then I had to take a picture with her. I thought it was so cool. Like, I was like, holy shit. Like, I didn't know she was gonna be there. I was like, oh damn, like I don't know how else to describe it. It was just so cool. Had to take a picture of her, post it on Instagram. Like I just had to. It was so cool. Like I should have asked her to be my agent. I should have. Like, who knows what could have happened? I should have asked her. But that moment was so damn cool. She ended up reposting it on hers. Like, I don't know. Like, that type of stuff. That just so damn cool to me. And just watching all the games, seeing all these dudes. A lot of guys recognize me from last season. Nick Kennedy's there. PJ Pullen is there. Jimmy Herron, Brett Broswell. Like, all those guys are there, and they recognize me, so that's always cool. And, like, these guys are there, like, way before 6 o'clock in the morning, or, like, before 7, like, early as hell. And they're already getting their work done, like, workout in, whether it's taking little fielding or in the gym, like, doing something. Like, but those guys are there early, man. Like it's crazy. And, like, these guys are putting in the work. Like, I can't even imagine the other spring training facilities. I'm sure every team out there is doing the same exact thing. And it's just crazy that these guys are putting the work in. And one thing that really, like, struck me that was kind of weird is that, like, let's say if players get there, like, around 8 or 7:30, like, they're out by, like, 11. So, like, their spring training or quote-unquote practice is actually, like, pretty short. I honestly thought it was a lot longer. Of course, the big league guys are a lot longer because they have games and going on and stuff. And some of the minor league guys get a chance for maybe a couple at bats. They'll get called up or something like that. Like, hey, we need a fill in, so they'll get called up or whatever. So, I mean, it's been awesome. And the part that's, like, still, like, I'm, like, crazy, but I'm over it. Is I'm wearing Rocky's gear. Like, I'm rocking my purple Adidas. Like, I'm rocking, like, Rocky's polos that they hooked me up with. Hooking me up with some Rocky's gear. And, of course, I have to wear it. Like, I can't go there with my Red Sox jersey or whatever. I can't do that. So, but, I mean, it's fine. Like, it's so cool. Like, they're an NL team. Doesn't conflict with the Red Sox. But either way, I still wouldn't stress about it, even if it was like Tampa or the Blue Jays or whatever. Like Yankees, I would, but Tampa or the Blue Jay, like it's I'm working for them. Like, they're basically my employer for the meantime. So, I mean, I gotta wear the uniform or dress the part. So, I mean, it's so surreal. It's so cool. I couldn't be more grateful, appreciative of all this, man. I it's so damn fun. And then, like, in the off time, like, when I got here on Saturday, I went to the Old Town Scottsdale. I went to the Baseballism store. A couple of days after that, I went to the Outlet Mall and I visited the Rawlings store. Picked up a couple of things. I picked up a 1999 All-Star Game in Boston baseball from there. Picked up a few things for people. Things like that. Visited those stores, walked around Old Town Scottsdale for a little bit, tried out some food here, tried out Blanco's Tacos. I'll have to try other places here with my dad because my dad gets here Saturday morning, pick him up from the airport. So have other stuff like that I'll be doing. So still looking at other places I'm going to eat at. I have to decide what I'm actually going to do. But, I mean, either way, it's so far these days have been so damn awesome and stuff like that. I don't know. It's just been so damn cool. Like, I don't know. I could get used to this. Like, honestly, really, really could. I don't know. I can get used to it. This place is actually not that bad. Granted, I haven't even been to anywhere else in Phoenix, mainly just Scottsdale area. Scottsdale area is bougie as hell. Like, it is bougie. Like, everyone. Okay, so, like, the main thing that struck me was almost everybody here, like, every other damn car is a freaking Tesla. Like, everybody has a Tesla over here. Like, what the hell? But, like, I don't, like, everybody has a freaking Tesla. And I'm like, what do you, like, why does everybody here have a Tesla? Whether it's the regular car or, like, the bigger version or something. Like, everybody's got a freaking Tesla over here. And I'm like, damn, like, everyone's, like, bougie over here. It's, like, a really nice, bougie area. So, I guess, I don't know, it's more probably wealthy people or something. I have no idea. But, give me one second. I'm like, okay, that's like weird. Like, I've never seen so many damn Teslas in my life. So like the area, of Old Town Scottsdale has like a bunch of restaurants, a bunch of bars. Like, it's really nice. Like, I went there on Saturday and it was packed. And I think only because the Giants facility is literally down the road and there was a bunch of people wearing Giants stuff. And Cub stuff and stuff like that. So I don't know if that's who was playing over there, but there was a bunch of people. Like, there was a lot. And I think this place, I'm telling everybody, like, this place is crazy right now because of spring training and the World Baseball Classic games. Like, that's what's really driving everybody to come here. So obviously the main reason I was gonna come here. But it's crazy. Like, the weather over here is perfect. Like, it's chilly in the morning, but your sweater comes off once it hits, like, 8:30, so you're fine. Like, it gets chilly at night, but not that bad. I mean, yeah, I mean, shit. I won't say it, but in this area, I wouldn't mind living in this area. It's pretty nice. It's bougie and stuff, but it's nice. It's all right. I'm trying to think what else, like, I don't know, like, talking, like, about the facility and the more, like, experience, like, that I'm having there, like, their fields are crazy. Like guys set up their fields, like, early in the morning, like, around 6 or earlier to get, they have 6 fields, and they got to get them all ready with batting practice, baseballs, and pitcher bags, and position throw bags. Like, I got to get all that, and that's, like, an everyday morning thing, so, like, I've been, like, helping out with that. Like, that's just been so cool. Like, anything, like, has to do with baseball. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, I'll do it. Like, it's all, I'm here just for the experience, to learn anything I can, talk to whoever I can, meet with whoever I can. I don't know, just be familiar with people. Because in the end, it's like, at least I can say, like, I've met some people and, like, they remember me and things like that. So, I mean, it's kind of been like that so far, and it's been awesome. Like, I've met a couple of the coaches and the new coaches for this season's Isotopes. I met the new guys that are going to be there. Pedro Lopez, our new manager for the Isotopes, he was there. I ran into him, saw him. I saw Greg Jones. I saw Jordan Pacheco. I met the new bullpen catchers. I'll have to remember their name, but new bullpen catcher, new bench coach, hitting coach, and pitching coach, and things like that, and people like that. So, I mean, it's been awesome meeting all these different people that have different roles in baseball. And I never understood, or not understood, but I never knew how many coaches are involved with just the spring training facility. Like, it has to be well over 50 coaches. And that's not even including who's on the big league side. Because the big league clubhouse is separate from the minor league clubhouse for obvious reasons. But everyone's in the same building. Like, there's no, like, walls, like, or not walls, yeah. But, like, there's no clear, like, separation or something. But it's all, like, together and stuff. Like, they all have the same, like, wet room, like, with the pools and all that stuff, the same training room, I think, things like that. So it's been so cool seeing how everything, like, goes about on a day-to-day basis for things like this. And it's still going to be open during the summer, obviously, for a rehab camp and stuff like that, when guys go in for rehab. And it's just, it's so awesome how everyone has, like, their own roles, like, that things happen. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. Like, it's hard. It's hard for me to talk about it because someone's not asking me questions. So I can't really, like, jump off from their questions to, like, answer it, because then I'll remember. But, like, all in all, it's just been awesome. And, I mean, I had kind of an agenda of what I was going to talk about for this episode in terms of baseball related. But maybe I'll get into it a little bit later on. Not much is happening. Just the fact that the World Baseball Classic started. Bunch of stuff is going on. And just a little nitpick stories and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'll probably talk more about it next week when it gets really, really into it. So, and obviously next week's episode is going to be even better, because tomorrow I got friends coming in. Sunday League, the podcast, is coming in. My dad's coming in on Saturday. Sunday is the game. I'm going to take tons of pictures, take tons of video, try to meet people. That game is officially sold out, which I am so damn excited for. It's going to be so damn fun. I'm telling everybody, that game is going to be crazy. Hopefully it's crazy in terms of scoring and stuff like that, but the fans, like, USA versus Mexico, we can't get any better than that. Like, it's gonna be crazy. And, like, the lineup, holy shit. Like, I can't stress it enough. That game is gonna be crazy. And I'm just so super fucking excited for it. Like, honestly, can't wait for the game. I don't know. All in all, my experience here has just been so damn fun. I could get used to this. I love this. Like, I wish certain people could have known what I'm doing, but, like, oh man, it's crazy. Like, the guys I'm meeting, like Aaron Hahn, who's gonna be the new our clubhouse manager for the Isotopes. I'll be working with him. Conlin, Cozier, Riley, the guys I'm working with, like, they're all baseball guys. Like, Conlin collects baseball gloves, so me and him were jumping back and forth on that. Like, they do, like, little baseball knowledge trivia and other trivia of sports. Like, it's just been so damn cool, man. Like, I love the environment, or as everyone said, the vibe. I like the vibe around here. Like, the players are super cool, man. Like, they're bumping music. They're bumping Bad Bunny. They're bumping Eminem. Like, bumping everything in the clubhouse. They're just having a grand old time. We're having a grand old time. It's just so cool, man. Players are friendly. They say hi. It's just so, so damn cool, man. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. See, I wish, damn, like, that's why it's hard to, like, talk about, because no one's, like, asking me questions and stuff like that. Yeah, I think for sure this is going to be, like, a pretty short episode, because next week I'm going to kind of save everything for next week. Like, but the main things that I wanted to talk about this episode, just, like, people I've met, obviously Rachel Luba and things like that. So, the experience over here has been awesome. Hopefully it happens, like, every year. I'd be more than happy to come every single year and do this, because this is just so damn badass. Like, I couldn't be more appreciative and grateful and lucky. Like, this, like, I don't know, it's so damn cool. Like, I love baseball so much, and this area suits me very, very well, because this place is baseball. Like, I don't know, it's just so damn cool. But I think that's gonna do it for this episode. It's very, very short one, about 25 minutes. Very, very short. Next week's episode is gonna be jam packed with a bunch of me talking about baseball, spring training going on, World Baseball Classic going on. I'm gonna power rank the spring training teams, because my Red Sox are currently 9-0, undefeated, baby. They beat the Yankees. They made a comeback on them. So they beat them because they're trash. But yeah, next week's episode is going to be so damn good. I can't wait to meet Sunday League, the podcast. I'm going to meet DH. I'm going to meet Boski. I'm hoping at the game, I'm going to try to see if I can run into, like, Jared and Dallas, if they're going to be here, the 3-0 take. And and just a bunch of other people. So I'm going to try to do all that, man. I'm going to take tons of pictures. It's going to be a whole experience. Honestly, I can't wait for it. I really, really can't. But yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for listening to We Watch, We Collect. Thank you to Believe Podcast Network. And I will catch you guys in the next one. Stay watching, stay collecting.